لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam, once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayki ya sayyidi, ya habibi ya rasulallah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nuri min nurillah. Marhaba, khush amdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode of this lovely series known as A Noble Journey. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, in this beautiful series, very beautifully we covered A Noble Journey, which is indeed the journey towards the beautiful cities of Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwarah. Zadahallahu sharafa wa ta'zima. Subhanallah. And what a beautiful journey this is indeed. Every person, every Ashiqa Rasool has the desire in his heart that leave every year, leave every month, every moment, you know, he should be in those beautiful cities. Subhanallah, subhanallah. For indeed, these cities have nisbat and relation towards the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our du'as and take all of us in the blessed court of his august Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with our parents, with our Murshid Kareem, inshallah, inshallah, ameen ya rabbal alameen. Subhanallah. In the previous episodes, very beautifully we covered the types of Hajj, what are the precautions one needs to take for Hajj, what is this beautiful Hajj, what is the excellence of Hajj, and alhamdulillah we learned also about the ihram, we learned about the baggage which we need to take, we learned very beautifully the entire method of Hajj, how to perform Hajj, what are the important days, what to do, what not to do. Very beautifully in these last three episodes we covered it with our honorable and esteemed personality, our esteemed guest, subhanallah. And before I move further, let's first greet our beautiful personality who is with us, who is none other than Haji Abdul Habib Attari, Damat Barakatum Ul Aliyah. Haji Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Haji Sahab, how are you? How is your life?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. How are you, brother?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. MashaAllah, subhanAllah. Very beautifully, for those that watched us in the previous episodes, we know how excellently Haji Sahab covered the beautiful topics and the important topics, the important tips of Hajj, of the method of Hajj, how to perform Hajj, and everything was covered in a very spectacular manner. Alhamdulillah, we make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Haji Sahab a healthy, long life, so he may continue teaching us and we may continue learning from this beautiful personality. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, we have now completed the discussion of Hajj, the method of Hajj, how to perform Hajj. And for every Ashiqa Rasool, for every devotee and lover of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will be incomplete if you mentioned the glory of Makkah, you mentioned the esteemed stations in Makkatul Mukarramah, and you leave the discussion of the beloved city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That will not be justice towards this beautiful episode. As very beautifully Ala Hazrat says, unke tu fail haj bhi khuda ne kara diye, asle murad hazri us paak dar ki hai. That indeed the essence and the base of going for Hajj, of going for Umrah, is that a person needs to go and visit the blessed Rauza Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is that Hajj? What is that Umrah where a person does and he leaves visiting the blessed Rauza of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah, Allah, Allah. Even the Kaaba and every station in Makkah indicates and shows you that after this, go in the city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ghor se sun to raza, Kaabe se aati hai sada, meri aankhon se mere pyare ka roza dekho. Subhanallah. So today, inshallah, we will be discussing this beautiful topic, which is the city of our our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And everything will be Medina, Medina today. And alhamdulillah, Da'wati Islam is also Fezan-e-Medina. This Madrin channel is also Fezan-e-Medina. And me sitting in front of you is also Fezan-e-Medina. Subhanallah. Inshallah, what our beautiful personality. Today, inshallah, we'll be covering this beautiful topic. So sit back, relax, enjoy, grab a cup of coffee or tea or anything beautiful to drink. And please make sure you stay with us till the end of today's episode. And at the end, we all know we listen to a beautiful kalam in the melodious voice of Haji Sahab, alhamdulillah. And today's kalam will also be related towards Madinatul Munawwara. So today's episode is a very, you know, a beautiful episode, a very spiritual, enlightening episode for each and every Ashiqi Rasul. So please be with us till the end. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you in abundance. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. Subhanallah. Haji Sahab, very beautifully in the previous episodes, you covered the discussion of Hajj excellently. And today we are discussing the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. Before we go towards the adab, the respect, the etiquettes, the manners of visiting the beautiful city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah, Haji Sahab, you have been blessed to visit the beautiful city many a times. So personally, I would like to ask you, what is the feeling in the heart when that news is there that, you know, you have to go towards the city of Medina, when you hear people saying, let's go to Medina, what is the feeling of your heart at that moment?
Hi. What a beautiful question you asked that. Alhamdulillah, if you saw Medina Munawwara, even Makkah Mukarrama 1,000 times, you know, in the world, if we visited few places twice or thrice, now we say, let's go to another city because we want to explore something new. But subhanAllah, Makkah-e-Pak and Madinah-e-Tayyibah, if anybody visited 1,000 times, the passion more increase, more the love of that beautiful city increase in your heart. So as the poet said, that beautiful couplet is that, sharbate deed ne ek aag lagai dil mein, tapashe dil ko badhaya hai, bujhane na diya. Always it is increasing. And subhanAllah, whenever you got the news that you are going to Makkah-e-Pak or going to Madinah-e-Munawwara, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The feeling is speechless. I can't express in front of you. The beautiful the couplet is that main khushi se mar na jaun ab kahin phir Madine ka bulawa aa gaya, may Allah tbarak wa taala give us chance to visit again and again, and the last breaths and the last time of our life, may we will be in Madina Munawwara and will die in Madina Pak, because such a beautiful place that the visiting there is blessed. And the dying there is a more blessed, subhanAllah. As Rasul Pak said, Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafaati. Summary of hadith. Any of my ummati will visit my grave, my roza, my shafaat, my intercession will be wajib on him, subhanAllah. So the sinner like us have a good chance to go and get the shafaat, get the intercession of Rasul Pak. So subhanAllah, what a place. So after this silsila, or after this episode, yes, the enthusiasm will more increase and will make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us chance again to visit that blessed place.
Ameen, 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 ya Rabbul Alameen. Jazakallah. Very beautifully, Haji Sahab mentioned the desire in a person's heart. And undoubtedly, in fact, at the moment in my heart, and I'm sure in everyone's heart, the desire is there to leave everything. Let's go to Medina. Allah, Allah.
Zindagi ka hasil hai, justuju Medina ki. Kyun na ho har bahar lamha, arzu Medina ki. So I think every devotee of Rasul Pak alaihi salatu wasalam have passion in their heart, because the life without Medina, without color, without, you know, energy.
Allah subhanallah, subhanallah. Indeed, the life without Medina is colorless, as Haji Sahib mentioned. There is no color, there is no brightness. Everything seems dull, everything seems weird. Allah, Allah, we make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take all of us in the city of His beloved Rasul.
Sari masti Medina ki galiyon mein hai. Kaif sare ka sara.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah, if we have to discuss the beauty, just the desire of Medina, Haji Sahib, alhamdulillah, is also a hafiz of 1,000 ash'ar. Now Haji Sahib will inform us of so many couplets and poetries in the praise of Medina. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And why shouldn't a person have love towards the city of Medina? It is the city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Qibla Amir al-Sunnah very beautifully says, Medina isliye attar jano dil se hai.
This is the main reason.
Allah, subhanallah. This is the main reason.
Medina isliye attar jano dil se hai pyara, ke rehte hain mere aqa mere sarwar.
Subhanallah.
Beautiful couplet is that maza kya khaak aaye, dur rehkar aise jeene. ke parwana yahan tadpe jale shamma madina. Actually we are the devotees wherever Rasool Pak Ali Sahab Islam, every Muslim's heart go towards them, that side.
Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. And indeed, he is the lamp and all of us are attracted towards that beautiful lamp. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. The discussion is taking place of Medina and very beautiful discussion is taking place. Haji Sahab, we all know Medina is not next to Makkah. Okay, it's a distance of hundreds of kilometers. So when a person completes his Hajj, you know, he has that jazbah and the enthusiasm in his heart to go towards Medina, but the journey is hundreds of kilometers away. So now what do you advise? What should a person do in that journey when he's going
to? It's a lifetime experience, lifetime, you know, beautiful journey of your life, you know. It's about more than 425 kilometers. So if you will travel in your car, so you will reach 4 hours or maybe 4.5 hours. But if you travel in bus with the Hujjaj, sometime organizer take the Hujjaj in bus. So sometimes it takes 6 hours or 7 hours, sometimes 8 hours, because the Maaz or Salat in between the during the travel. So they will stop for all buses, take too much time. So be patient, relax, because you are going in lifetime experience and such a blessed city. So recite Durud-e Pak in the journey and to take good naats in your mobile and listen Naat Sharif and try to cry and try to remember your bad deeds, your sins, that where I'm going, I'm not capable to go there. Main kab aane ke kabil tha, rahmat ne yahan tak pahunchaya, sarkar pe tan man jaan fida, sarkar tawajjuh farmaye. As Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat wrote a beautiful naat, my suggestion to recite or listen that naat in the journey of Medina Munawwara, that معراج کا سما ہے کہاں پہنچے زائر کرسی سے اونچی کرسی اسی پاک در کی ہے اللہ اکبر اپنے قدم اور یہ خاک پاک حسرت ملائکہ کو جہاں وضع سر کی ہے ہی شیکنگ اس ہی سیڈ دیٹ ہاں ہاں رہے مدینہ ہے غافل ذرا تو جا ٹرائی ٹو ویک یور سیلف یو نو وی آر گوئنگ دس بلیسڈ پلیس اینڈ دس بلیسڈ یو نو اسٹریٹ ہاں ہاں رہے مدینہ ہے غافل ذرا تو جاگ وہ پاؤں رکھنے والے یہ جا چشم و سر کی ہے یہ دس از ناٹ پلیس فار فیٹس دس از دا روڈ دس از دا اسٹریٹ بیکاز اٹس گوئنگ ٹوورڈ رسول پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام یو مسٹ پٹ یور ہیڈ اینڈ یور آئیز ان دیٹ اسٹریٹ اللہ اکبر ہی روٹ ون آف مائی فیورٹ کپلٹ ان دیٹ نعت دیٹ وارو قدم قدم پہ ہر دم ہے جانے نو یہ راہ جا فضا میرے مولا کے نام کی ہے دس از روڈ گوئنگ ٹوورڈز مائی آقا مائی رسول I, you know, sacrifice my life on every step. Varu kadam kadam pe, ki har dam hai jaane no. Ye rahe jaafisa, mere maula ke dar ki. Subhanallah. So be relaxed, recite and enjoy that journey. This 7-8 hours, it will be your, you know, lifetime experience. Every few hours or every few minutes, you get the board of Medina Munawwara, 400 kilometers, then it's come 350 kilometers. And your heart feeling will change when Medina Park come near to you. That subhanallah, as poet said, that beautiful naat, that Sochta hoon main woh ghadi kya jab ghadi hogi, jab dare nabi hum sab ki hazir. Baat kya hai baade sabha, itni kyun muattar hai, sabz sabz gumbad ko chum kar chali hogi. The fragrance and beauty and, you know, the beautiful air come to you that's coming from Medina Munawwara. Try to imagine yourself that how I enter in Medina Park with such a sinful body with me and Allahu Akbar, my sins. And subhanallah, Medina is that place, you know, whenever you visit any king palace, the army or the guards, they have a duty on the streets. But in Medina Munawwara, in ahadith, that the angels have a duty on the streets of Medina Munawwara. This is the city, subhanallah. So these are the feelings. دل میں نبی کی یادیں لب پر نبی کی ناتیں جانا تو ایسے جانا سرکار کی گلی سو میک دس جرنی مور پیشنٹ ٹیئر ان یور آئیز ڈو ناٹ ٹاک ود اینی بڈی فیل دیٹ اینی اف اینی سینر or any criminal or any of, we can say, the sinner go in the court and he have a fear that may I get punishment or may I get forgiveness. So feel like that, ke chala hu ek mujrim ki tarah main janib-e aqa, nazar sharminda sharminda, badan darzida darzida, main bhaga hua ek mujrim apne aqa ki bargah mein ja raha. If you are feeling like that, you will enjoy that journey. You feel so much enthusiasm in your heart, passion, and inshallah, it will more help to you to take more tears in your eyes when you visit the Rauza Rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah, mashallah, Allah, Allah. And during the discussion, Haji Saab's eyes also got wet with tears. My eyes also got wet with tears. It is a beautiful discussion, and just picturing the entire scenario in your mind, in your head, and the way going towards Medina, it is as if, you know, after every few minutes, when you see those signs that Medina is 300 kilometers away, 250 kilometers away, it your heart starts racing. As you are going to meet your beloved, you are
there
going to
There is another beautiful
city.
Kalam when you are on the street of Medina. Very beautiful kalam of Amir al-Sunnat. If you download that kalam in a melodious voice of any of Nathwa and listen that. Jukalo ab adab se sar Medina aane wala. Such a beautiful Nath, Medina aane wala hai. So it is, if you recite this kalam again and again and see the boards, subhanallah. So it will change your condition of your heart, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Inshallah, when all of us go towards that beautiful city, we will witness this heart-touching experience, subhanallah. And as Haji Saab mentioned, it's the hasil zindagi, means it's the purpose, you know. It's the time where you felt as if now you have achieved everything in your life,
Allah,
because you are in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for a slave, there is nothing better than him than being at the feet of his master. And all of us are indeed the slaves of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Allah, Allah. The beautiful discussion of Medina is taking place. Allah. Haji Saab, when a person enters the beautiful city of Medina and he needs to go towards Rauza-e Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we all know that Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala, his blessed Mazar Mubarak is also there, and many shuhada also there, Sahaba-e-Kiram. So now what advice you will give when a person enters the city of Medina?
As we said in the last episode, that when you entered in Makkah, do not go directly to Haram-e-Pak because you are tired. Refresh yourself and then go with the good passion and good enthusiasm, as like in Medina Munawwara, because you traveled from Makkah Pak, you feel tiredness. So go in your room. If you need sleep, you can sleep. Otherwise, you take shower and change your dress and try to wear a new dress, because subhanAllah, as you said, that this is the main thing of your life, main happiness, biggest happiness of your life, that you are going in the court of Rasul-e-Pak alayhi salatu wasalam, and we'll get inshallah intercession soon, subhanAllah. So try to wear new dress, or otherwise must try to wear a white dress, because Rasul-e-Pak alayhi salatu wasalam love white color. And then try to use fragrance of mushk or oud, because it's also favorite of Rasul-e-Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. Kohl in your eyes, this is sunnat of Rasul-e-Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. Oil your hair, it is also sunnat of Rasul-e-Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. Try to make happy him, that I'm coming in your court, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. I'm trying to adopt your sunnah, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And if possible, to wear imama sharif, it's also sunnah of Rasul-e-Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. And then take tasbih in your hand and lower your gaze and reciting Durood-e-Pak and Naat Sharif, and go towards Rauza-e-Pak alayhi salatu wasalam when you feel fresh. And when you reach Masjid-e-Nabawi Sharif, there is a Babu Salam, because nowadays there is only one way to go to Rauza-e-Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. So you can go from Babu Salam, but when you enter in Masjid-e-Nabawi Sharif, recite or make intention of itikaf, Nawaitu Sunnat al-Itikaf, and then when you reach Babu Salam, before entering to Masjid-e-Nabawi Sharif, first you stop yourself and then feel in your heart that I'm asking Rasul-e-Pak alayhi salatu wasalam for permission, that ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, give me permission to enter in your masjid. And then put your right feet in Masjid-e-Nabawi Sharif, and then subhanallah, make dua, Allahumma aftah li abwaaba rahmatik. Look at, as Mufti Qasim Saab a few days ago in one program said, that whenever I go in Masjid-e-Nabawi Sharif and say that Allahumma aftah li abwaaba rahmatik, oh Allah azza wa jal, open door of mercy on me, then you say that I am in the court of Rahmatul Lil Alameen, and asking in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that ya Allah azza wa jal, please open door of mercy on me also, because I am in a court of Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Your biggest mercy in the court of Rasul-e-Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. And then enter in Masjid-e-Nabawi Sharif, and when you reach a golden grill, subhanallah, this is the moment where sometimes we become speechless, where we are. We are not able to go there, that Rasul-e-Pak alayhi salatu wasalam in front of us. Yes, we are not able to watch him, but he is watching us. Subhanallah. Didar-e-Kabil kabil to kaha meri nazar hai. Ye teri inayat hai, ke rukh tera ilah hai. Then you recite Durood-e-Pak as much as you can. As Amir al-Sunnat mentioned in Rafiqul Haramain, Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Assalamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Assalamu alayka ya shafi' al-mudhnimin. Assalamu alayka wa ala alika wa ashabika wa ummatika ajma'in. But always, whenever you recite Durood-e-Pak or want to say something with immense reverence and devotion, say salam. in the following words in moderate voice. Beware, your voice should not be loud and harsh, lest all the good deeds are ruined. The voice should not also be too low, as it is also contrary to Sunnah. So in moderate voice, you say salam, and then if anybody told you about to convey the salam to Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you first convey your salam and then convey salam of your brothers and whoever told you. Also, we are asking all the Hujjaj that please convey our salam in the court of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Convey our salam and ask Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to call us also to visit his beautiful city. And then after you ask Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for shafaat, because he promised that anybody visit my grave, he will get the shafa, intercession. So ask in these words, As'aluka shafa'ata ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, I'm asking your shafa. Please give me your shafa. And ask like a beggar, ask like a devotee, if possible, tears in your eyes, and ask Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam again and again, As'aluka shafa'ata ya Rasulullah. As'aluka shafa'ata ya Rasulullah. And if you got time, then if sometime the organizer not allowing to stay more over there, if you have a time, then you can recite these beautiful couplets that Hazir Hazir Hai Daulat Pe Gada Sarkar Tawajjuh Farmaye Mohtaj Nazar Hai Haal Mera Sarkar Tawajjuh Farmaye. Or whatever you want to say in your mother tongue, Subhanallah, he even know about thoughts of your hearts. So say whatever you want. He is Rasulullah Pak Alaihi Sallatu Wasalam. He is Kareem. He is Rahim. He is very much, you know, careful of all of us. He's caring all of us. So ask him whatever you want to ask, and inshallah you will get from him. And then right after Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after 1 yard or 1.5 yard, if you go for right side, now this is the grave of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, Amirul Mu'mineen, Khalifatul Muslimin. You say salam to him, convey salam for all, ask you to convey over there, as we are also saying you that please convey our salam in the court of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar Farooq also. And right after Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, there is a grave of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala. You convey salam over there, you say salam over there. The way of salam is also to have in Rafiqul Haramain. And then you, after this mashallah blessed appearance or blessed visit, you can go again and again in the court of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My suggestion is to try to visit Rauza Rasulullah Islam at least twice or thrice in a day. Or whenever you go in Masjid Nabawi Sharif, after make a good wuzu and ghusl, first go to the Rauza Rasulullah Islam, then go Masjid Nabawi Sharif to pray namaz. And try to spend your more time in Masjid Nabawi Sharif. There are so many blessings if anybody pray 40 namaz in Masjid Nabawi Sharif. Try to pray namaz in Masjid Nabawi Sharif as much as you can. Try to recite Durud-e Pak, try to make Tilawat-e-Quran. Do not go outside of Haram more and more. Calculate your time, that out of 24 hours, how many hours I am staying in Masjid Nabawi Sharif. So stay there, because it's my experience that 8 days or 10 days or even 12 days, they go very fast. And then we remember that, oh, Medina, I'm not in Medina right now. So try to catch each and every moment of Medina Munawwara, each and every second which you have in Medina Munawwara, to be in the court of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and imagine ke pada rahunga, pade hi rehne se kaam hoga. Tera mangta na dar badar jaye, teri dehliz par hi mar jaye, mere aaka, mere gharib nawaz, mera kashkol aaj bhar jaye. So if you feel yourself like a beggar, like a sinner, or asking again and again, you will get so many things from there. And then there is a very beautiful graveyard in front of Rauza Rasul and the blessed feet of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When you go from Babul Salam, you will come out from Babul Baqi. And actually it is a way of Jannatul Baqi. So there is a big boundary you will see over there. And as our viewers are watching on screen, that this is the Jannatul Baqi. And subhanallah, such a beautiful and blessed graveyard. Blessed graveyard in all around the world. As there are about 10,000 Sahaba-e-Kiram buried over there, and thousands of Awliya-e-Kirams are there. I visited so many times Jannatul Baqi, and whenever we go to our graveyard in Pakistan or anywhere in the world, we have some fear in our heart, graves and all the things. But subhanallah, whenever you see Jannatul Baqi, your heart want to die over there. Subhanallah, Jannatul Baqi dekhkar marne ko jee chahta hai. What a beautiful graveyard. Subhanallah, and say salam to Sahaba-e-Kiram, say salam to Ahle Bait-e-Athar. It's more good no go inside Jannatul Baqi. You can stay yourself outside and make dua for respect and all the things. And then whenever you get time, try to visit every morning after Fajr. Try to pray Ishraq Chasht, or after Ishraq Chasht, few more Nawafil in Masjid-e-Quba. that this is the very first masjid of Islam, which made by the hand of Rasul Pak alayhi salatu wasalam and Sahaba Ikram. And Rasul Pak alayhi salatu wasalam said that anybody visit Quba and pray two rakat in Quba Sharif, he will get reward of Umrah, subhanallah. So every day you get reward of Umrah in Madinah Pal Munawwara. And subhanallah, if you have time to visit, try to visit every night. Sayyidu Shahada, Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, there is a mountain, Uhud Sharif, and this is the heavenly mountain. The Rasul Pak said that Uhud loves me and I love Uhud, subhanallah. So there is a heavenly mountain over there and the graves of Shahada Uhud. And Rasul Pak and Sahaba Ikram used to visit Sayyidu Shahada and Shahada Uhud graves. So subhanallah, it is sunnah. And also he said that if anybody can, summary of hadith, that if anybody says salam to Shahada Uhud, they will reply him with the dua of salamti, subhanallah. So you will get barakat from Sayyidu Shahada and Shahada Uhud if you visit there more and more, subhanallah. These are the days, as much as you have time, visit these blessed place and stay in the court of Rasul Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. And when the time of farewell come, it's very difficult for all of devotees of Rasul Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. Taiba se lautna, kisi aashik se poochhiye, aisa lage ki ruh badan se nikal gayi. So ask in the court of Rasul Pak alayhi salatu wasalam that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if this is not last time of my life, so give me permission to come again and again. And if this is the last visit, give me permission to die here and I want to bury in your feet. And then come and then go to your country with the tears in your eyes and Al-Wada Ya Rasulullah. Say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm going to my country, but not going, I'm going to come again here. And then ask in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the chance to come again and again. And subhanallah, such a beautiful visit. Always, it will be your experience of your life.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Jazakir Haji Sahib so much. I am actually speechless at the moment. I don't know what to say. I was just looking at you and visualizing everything, and it really took me towards the streets of Medina. Subhanallah. Haji Sahib, we all know that feeding people is a very great ibadat. But regards to feeding the people in Medina, what advice do you have? You visited many a times. Do you think that by feeding people, it's also a means of you going to Medina continuously?
Actually, my experience is that not only feeding. So many brothers are asking me that what is the procedure to go again and again? Because it's not from money, that you have more money then you visit again and again. Because the billionaires are not able to go there. But we saw that some are poor people, they are visiting every year. So jise chaah dar pe bula liya, jise chaah apna bana liya. Ye bade karam ke hai faisle, ye bade naseeb ki baat. So what I experienced that if anybody try to support and give khidmat or serve the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and guest of Rasul Pak alayhi salatu wasalam and give them support, so alhamdulillah he will get chance to visit again and again. So wherever you go to Haramain Tayyibain, try to serve the guest of Allah and guest of Rasul Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. Do not fight with them. Do not make complaints. Do not say, I'm not feeling good, or it's very rush and very hot and I'm not feeling comfortable. Do not say like that. Because if any guest come to your house and he say, I'm not feeling well, your house is not good, it's so much rush and so much dirty and I'm not feeling, not like your food, what you say after when he go? Do not ask him to come again in my house. And if any guest come to your house, very polite, very humble, praise you and make thanks to you, and then when he go, give some gift to you, what you say, what a beautiful guest, ask him again. Mm-hmm. Subhanallah, if you want to go again and again, do not make complaints. Mm-hmm. Serve the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will get chance to go again.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah. And we are speaking about Medina, and it would be incomplete if we speak about Medina and we take and we remove Ala Hazrat, who indeed taught us the love for Medina. What is actually Allah, the love and devotion for Medina? Haji Sahib was speaking about serving, about feeding, and a very beautiful couplet of Ala Hazrat came to mind, where Ala Hazrat speaks about to himself and he says that, O Raza, you knew that the dogs of Medina liked flesh, they liked meat. So couldn't you cut out a piece of your heart and give it to those dogs of Medina? اللہ اللہ پارا اے دل بھی نہ نکلا دل سے تحفے میں رضا ان سے گانے کو سے اتنی جان پیاری واہ واہ اللہ اللہ اعلی حضرت taught us that you know we our lives is nothing in the court of nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam every second every moment we must sacrifice everything wealth family parents جان ایوری تھنگ آن دا فیٹ آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ حاجی صاحب مے بی ان اے فیو ورڈز اف یو کین ایکسپلین جسٹ دا لو آف اعلیٰ حضرت فار مدینہ شریف
اعلیٰ حضرت از انسٹیٹیوٹ ہی از ٹیچنگ ٹل ناؤ سبحان اللہ دیٹس وائی ان آل اراؤنڈ دا ورلڈ پیپل چانٹنگ اے بیوٹیفل سلوگن دیٹ عشق و محبت عشق و محبت اعلیٰ حضرت سبحان اللہ whenever you read اعلیٰ حضرت سبحان اللہ the love of مدینہ the love of رسول پاک علیہ السلام increase in our heart Ala Hazrat is such a beautiful devotee, but because he have so much knowledge, he is mufti, he is muhaddis, he is mufakir, and sometimes anybody have a life in books, so he become not like, you know, become so much busy in that particular subject. But whenever he talk about Medina, we feel that one of any divana like talking about Medina, and anybody is, you know, he's devotee and he want to sacrifice life in the feet of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As you mentioned a beautiful couplet, and once he said that, خوف ہے سب مخراشی یہ سگے تھے ورنہ کیا یاد نہیں نالا اوہاں look at the way how he praising the dogs of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam of Medina Munawwara and subhanallah once he said that beautiful thing that whenever anybody a begging you know beggar not feeling good in the heart begging always demoralize you but Allah has said لب واہ ہیں آنکھیں بند ہیں پھیلی ہیں جھولیاں کتنے مزے کی بھیک تیرے پاک در کی ہے بھیک اور مزے کی how it's possible but it's ala hazrat subhanallah so many times mashallah he gets so many blessings and when he visited madina munawwara he have a jazba and enthusiasm in his heart that I want to see rasul pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam with my naked eyes he already saw rasul pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream and subhanallah he didn't get chance to see rasul pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam then he wrote a beautiful naat wo suwe lal azar firte hain tere din hai bahar firte hain har charaghe mazar par qudsi kaise parwana bar firte hain beautiful naat sharif and in the end he said with the you know inkisari and ajzi with the devotion and passion koi kyun puche teri baat raza tujhse kutte hazar firte hain he said himself a dog of rasul pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then rasul pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam give him his didar give him his beautiful appearance in with his naked eyes and Allah Hazrat saw Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam not in dream
with his physical
eyes subhanallah so he is mashallah this is Allah Hazrat and I have so much love in my heart about Allah Hazrat because he is the man alhamdulillah give us road of Medina and give us the way how to love Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and thanks to Amir al-Sunnat who introduce us towards Ala Hazrat.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Everything is Fizan-e Ala Hazrat. Indeed, whatever you see, it is Fizan-e Ala Hazrat. This Dawat Islami is Fizan-e Ala Hazrat. Subhanallah, it is Fizan-e Medina and Fizan-e Ala Hazrat. Because indeed, if everything is Fizan-e Ala Hazrat, automatically it will link you towards Medina. As Haji Sahib mentioned, that Ala Hazrat is the one who taught us about Medina, who taught us about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who woke us up from the senseless sleep which each and every person was in. And every ashiq e rasool who wants to love nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam he will find the road via this beautiful personality imam ahmad raza khan the mujaddid of his time the mujaddid of this era ala hazrat subhanallah imam ahl sunnah subhanallah unfortunately this beautiful discussion of medina is now coming towards an end and I would like to thank haji sahab very beautifully alhamdulillah you mesmerized our hearts with your beautiful words of wisdom and personally I would like to thank you and the entire team would like to thank you that you took out some time from your precious and you know very busy schedule for this beautiful series and you discussed many many beautiful tips and points and it will be beneficial for us for the rest of our lives may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you a healthy long life
jazakallah for your time and also I want to say something to the viewers that please forgive for my some mistakes Allah, of English Allah, Allah. It's my first experience to speak in such a manner and inshallah I have an intention that inshallah in future I will make more program in English
inshallah. You are all rounder alhamdulillah your English is very well and alhamdulillah it was a very beautiful experience personally with you my first program with you and alhamdulillah I enjoyed it a lot make dua may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you ever fresh ever green and may we continue benefiting from you alhamdulillah My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel unfortunately this is the end of this beautiful series but inshallah in future there is more to come every road opens to a new destination so inshallah there will be much more things to learn only on your Madani channel till now and from now, this is our alvida, our goodbye to you. Be happy, think positive, remain positive, be positive. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you inshallah soon. Till then, be happy, stay happy, and stay with us for a few minutes inshallah. We listen to a beautiful kalam from Haji Sahab. Haji Sahab, few couplets inshallah.
Today Naat Sharif will be in Punjabi language inshallah. Mainu shauk Madine jaawan da mere dil vich hasrat hor nahi aaka teri marzi e saada te ko zor nahi aaka teri marzi e saada te koi zor nahi meri akal vi nahi meri shakal vi nahi mainu yaar manaun da ढंग भी नहीं मेरी अकल भी नहीं मेरी शक्ल भी नहीं मैनू यार मनाउण दा ढंग भी नहीं मेरा इश्क भी रूमी वरगा नहीं मेरी जानी वर्गी टोर नहीं पर मैनु शौक मदीने जावण दा मेरे दिल विच हसरत होर गई आका तेरी मर्जी ए साडा ते को
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك